listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Sometimes in the morning I am petrified and can't move, awake but cannot open my eyes, and the weight is crushing down.
So we had we did a little painting. We fixed things up. We went with a nice little darker color. We had like a light gray before, and I just wasn't feeling it. I really needed a change. So I'm like, you know what? Let's going into the new year. Let's make a big change. Let's add some greenery on the wall.
Okay.
Some plants in there. And honestly, the people, the members, they love the vibe there a lot better now, you know. And speaking of the lockdown, not lockdown, well, like I'm back in
the
COVID.
Strike.
But speaking of the strike, for me and my girlfriend was pretty hectic because while we were doing the renovations, the kids were home. So it was back and forth. And then the little one, he goes to daycare closed for a week. So it was a very, very hectic for us. But we pulled through. Beginning, getting into the new year was a bit of a struggle because we spent a lot on renovations and everything. But, you know, we're bouncing back and, you know, new year is looking, you know, 2024 is looking pretty bright. So I'm happy, you know. It's all about, honestly, we could have sat back and, you know, kind of sit there and be sad and whatnot. But we stayed positive through it. And look where it's getting us now, even though, you know, pockets weren't 100% right. Now they're looking pretty right. So that's what happens when you keep positivity on your mind and you just keep pushing through no matter what.
Bless. Steven Ziplocks Hennessy.
Yes. Wow.
You had a birthday celebration.
I had a lot of things going on.
You had a lot of things going on. give us the cliff notes.
Wow, let me see. It was crazy times. First of all, I got to big up. My daughters actually moved back into Montreal.
Okay.
So that's a big adjustment for me. So Zaria, Journey, big up. They're back in the city, so I had to locate schools, and I was building IKEA beds and da-da-da, dealing with all that. During the holidays, then I had my birthday party, got a big up Blaster and Mason for coming through. And interesting enough, so the Saturday is my birthday party, but the Monday technically is my birthday.
Right.
On the Sunday morning, I get a call from my sister that my mom passes away. So I was like, wow. And it's so funny because she's always the first one I call on my birthday to say, thank you, Mom, for choosing life. Because every person is here because some mother at one point chose life. So big her up. I got a lot of my family in the city right now. So been dealing with that. But, you know, look, man, I'm always about the life. There's the death, unfortunately, is a part of life.
Yeah.
And where there's life, at the end, there is death. But you got to focus on the life before. So,
yeah.
You know, 75, to me, always too young. I always wanted my mother around longer. But she's not in pain. She's in a better place, I'm sure, than here.
Yeah.
And so she's I got to big her up. So, yeah, man, just all of that. And now getting into, like, a new year. Took a little bit of break from work, but working on a lot of different projects, podcasts and the rest of that. So I'm hungry. I'm hungry. My plate is full, but I'm hungry.
Listen.
So that's what it is.
Listen, what you just said resonated with me when you said you're working on a lot of different projects. I was talking to a friend of mine just the other day. And I started counting the amount of projects that I'm working on.
Don't get me started.
And I passed all of my fingers and started using my toes.
I had to use my nose and ears at times.
You don't want to get too overwhelmed now with all those projects.
Yeah, no, trust me.
It's not overwhelming because, first of all, I don't work for the man anymore.
Mm. Yes.
I don't work for somebody else. Like,
good.
The only thing I do is I get contracts. Mm. And those are finite. And those, I tell the person, listen, I'm not working from this time to this time, so you can't even get me. Yeah. Don't even bother. If you're emailing me, don't even bother because I'm not answering. you know, like, I manage my own time. You know, and, like, this year has been a year of discipline, focus, lots of exciting projects, and I'm just like bringing back shows from that I used to do, doing new shows. Zip, you came to one of the shows before the end of the year.
I heard Rowan had her thing, big her up. I wasn't able to be there, but big her up.
You know, and I'm also not playing around when it comes to, you know, charging for for what's due.
Absolutely.
You know, the work that I do is worth a lot of money.
Know your value.
Yeah.
Knowing your worth.
Wow. I'm mad. Yeah. I'm just mad that it took me 43 years to figure out
what your real price is.
But, you know, better late than never.
Absolutely.
I've been really busy. Two of the things that I'm really excited about that I'm working super fast on, I've been working on a novel.
Okay.
Writing my first novel. And so I don't know if anybody knows, but when you're writing a novel, you have to aim for between 100 to 120,000 words.
Okay.
That's kind of like, that's kind of like what you're supposed to do. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been writing every day a minimum of 500 words. Oh. And in the first week, I wrote over 5,000. And in the second week, I wrote over 6,000. And I wake up every morning, and this is my routine. If I don't have a... If I dream about something, I write in my dream journal. Then I write in my gratitude journal.
Absolutely.
Then I have a journal to my son.
Oh, gosh. That's
and
right.
And then I spend half an hour to 45 minutes writing the 500 minimum words, which usually comes up to about 1,000. Mm-hmm. Then I get up out of my house and I walk for an hour. That's my morning
routine.
For your dream journal, though, right? Like, I heard, like, you know, to really get your dreams down packed, like as soon as you wake up, you must write it down as soon
as
possible.
That's why it's the first thing,
right? Yeah.
That's why it's if I still remember it when I wake up, I write it down immediately because otherwise details will just vanish.
Yeah.
And how was your New Year's though?
My New Year's
and holiday season.
It was pretty calm, pretty quiet. I'm not gonna lie. I lost my dad back in 2021, so this
around
holiday,
that time?
Or no, it was actually about a week ago.
Okay,
it was on the 21st that I lost him, and so this holiday I was kind of more to myself. Mm-hmm. Like my family wanted me to come out to this dinner, and I was like, no, I need to be alone. Mm-hmm. I need to be by myself. And then on New Year's Eve, I went to two different things. I went to a friend's dinner and that was nice, and then afterwards my homie for the last 8 years has been having a movie marathon in his house.
Okay.
And what he did, he has kind of like those what do they call them, the apartments that are like huge and like
lofts.
He has a loft apartment and he has like a 20-30 foot screen.
Wow.
That you press a button and it goes and he projects. You're at the movies.
Yeah, he's at a movie.
At the movies.
That's a movie theater.
He's got couches set up just like movie theater.
That's a whole vibe.
And we watch movies for 36 hours.
Oh my gosh.
36 hours.
People take showers during these times or what? Take shifts? Like you do shifts or what?
You can if you want to, but
some people need to.
So the New Year's was just
good.
That. And I didn't stay for the whole 36 hours. Last year I did.
Okay.
So 2022 into 23, I did. But this year, I just watched a few movies. And then the next day, you know, I just dipped out.
Did your thing.
And I just had a quiet rest of my New Year's Day.
Bless. Well,
yeah.
This is the year, man, 2024. It's just the first 30 days.
Yeah.
But so far, try to make it your year.
Yes. Zip, you're going to set us up with some music.
I'm going to set you up with some music.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in for the first time, my name is Kim Dominic Ferguson. I'm here with
Nefertari,
who is our co-host for the evening on Teen Talks on CKUT 90.3 FM. Steven Ziplocks Hennessy, who's normally on Ill Groove Gardens every Sunday evening, is hosting us here at West Haven, and he's going to be taking us away with some music for a little musical interlude that we always take. You know, we got to pay some bills and play some music. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is my year. I'm gonna be great. You cannot stop me. No one can stop me. This is my year. I'm gonna be great. You cannot stop me. No one can stop me. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
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 Visualize it. Visualize it. Manifest it. Manifest it. I mind my business and I no complain. Every day I dey work and pray. As I dey chop, I dey wash my plate. I dey wash my plate. Don't be surprised when you see me elevating. Don't be surprised when you see me celebrating. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when you see me celebrating. This is my year.
This is my year.
I'm gonna be great.
I'm gonna be great.
many, many congratulations. If you believe it, repeat it. Amen, 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 amen. Don't be surprised when you see me elevating. Don't be surprised when you see me celebrating. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when you see me celebrating.
This is my year.
This is my year.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and we're here down at West Haven Community Center, 7405, what's the name of the street?
Harley.
7405 Harley, and we are doing our special broadcast, which is Teen Talks that we do last Tuesday of the month. And we have been brought here by the one and only Ziplocks.
That's right, that's right.
Who is on Sunday evenings on Ill Groove Gardens. And my co-host for the evening is one
Nefertari.
Of our team.
I'm sorry. Yeah, hi. Nefertari.
Yes, yes, yes. And we have a guest with us this evening, Zoo from The Daily Hustle. Zoo underscore 365 on Instagram. Zoo, please. How did you decide to become a fitness instructor? What was the journey that
first
brought
I
you
First, I want to say make sure you guys follow The Daily Hustle MTL, at The Daily Hustle MTL, also on Instagram. That's the gym page. But if you go on my page, you'll see all the links for all of those things. Personal trainer. Oh, man. My dad was heavy into fitness, and I guess that's what really, really inspired it. But, man, I went through a lot in the hood and whatnot, and been through my ups and downs, been in and out of jail, and honestly, like, fitness was basically my way of getting out. And I used to work out a lot, and I read a book, and it says, like, yo, if you're really passionate about something, why not turn it into a hustle? So I decided to go into fitness, and at first it was just about making money, because I knew personal trainers at the time were getting, like, paid $50, $60 an hour and whatnot. Well, the personal trainers I knew, and I'm like, yo, you know, instead of getting paid, you know, I think minimum wage at the time was, like, $14, $15, you know, or getting a job that's, like, $20 an hour. I'm like, you know what, let me get into this fitness industry. So I got into it. I started doing my thing, and then eventually I started doing community workouts and started really getting to know people. It helped me open up a lot because I was a real quiet
introvert.
Yeah, I was an introvert, exactly. So I really had to learn how to communicate with people and socialize. And, you know, I like to say that being a personal trainer is not just being a trainer. It's like we're a bit of like a therapist, because people come to us with their problems, so we got to know how to deal with those things and whatnot. So
it's kind of the same as a barber,
pretty much. Yeah, pretty any job that you like,
or
like
bartender.
A service job or a bartender, exactly. But, eventually I started really connecting with people and realizing that, you know, it's really, you know, obviously it's good money. I got to pay the bills, but I realized that it's more than that. And, you know, once people started to see that I was not that trainer that just wanted to dip into your pockets and I really cared to help you and get those results and whatnot, you know, just things started booming. And eventually, like, look at me now. Where in 2022, I opened my first gym. I bounced around from gym to gym, working at different gyms. Then eventually I said, you know what, I'm going to open my own space. And now I have a nice little community called The Daily Hustle, where we focus on being 1% better every single day, mentally and physically. I'm happy to be here right now.
All right.
Yeah. Do you train teens or like only adults?
I used to do. Well, I train a couple of. I have a couple of teens that come through. Like more like older teens, maybe like 18, 19. I train a couple of them. They're welcome to come to the classes too. We have classes at the Daily Hustle for all ages, all stages, at all level of fitness. I used to do a teen program, but ever since I had my little one, I've been super busy. I would love to bring it back. But because I also manage a gym, I do some of the classes, slowly getting to the point where I can delegate those things. And I'm also a videographer, so let's keep taking on new things and learning new skills. So it's just a business that never stops, you know. And videography and personal training kind of go hand in hand, especially for my business. I don't have to hire anybody to make my videos or my ads or anything, because I'm capable of doing it myself. I just teach other people. I usually have my brother that will come and film for me, and I'll do the editing and everything like that. So, yeah, I do, back to what you were saying, I do do train a couple of teens, and I would love to bring back another teen program. I just don't know when that will happen yet.
Mm-hmm. What is the structure of your programs? Like, how do you create a program or a class?
So first I'll always start with like, we'll start with like a 10-minute warm-up, and then from there, really depends on the classes, because we have so many different classes at the gym. We have boxing, we have upper body, lower body. Girls like to come to back and booty. We have like cardio classes. So I like to start with like a little 10-minute warm-up, then we'll do about a 30 to 40-minute workout, and then we'll have a little cool down afterwards. And at my gym, a lot of gyms focus more on cardio, but I like to have a mix of both, but focusing more on strength training, because people think that cardio is the way to lose weight, but cardio is actually really just good for your heart. It's good to add in, but if you really want to firm up, build strength, the best way to do that is to do strength and conditioning. And that's what we focus on at the Daily Hustle.
Yeah, because the science of it is very intricate. Like people don't understand some people don't understand how important it is to understand the relationship between nutrition, mm-hmm. Your muscles, mm-hmm. because what you're doing when you're lifting weights is you're tearing the muscle in order to strengthen it, mm-hmm. and make it bigger. Also your fat component as well, how you need fat, but you need to consume a certain amount of fat.
And also how you need protein. So, like, if you rip the muscles, protein is the thing that comes through and repairs the muscle. So you need to make sure you have enough in your body. And that's the thing. A lot of people, you know, you have those clients that come through and they're like, oh, Zoo, let's do like 10 minutes of abs. You know, I got to get the stomach gone. And I'm like, yeah, but...
You get abs in the kitchen.
What's your diet looking like, you know? Like, you said it yourself, like, abs are made in the kitchen. What's in your fridge, like... What's in your cupboard? You got chips
in there? A bunch of flour. Potato.
Just me.
Pasta.
So I have to tell them, like, yo, it's nutrition first. I tell people all the time, it's 80% nutrition, 20% exercise. You know, you can work out all you want, but if you're eating like crap, then please don't come to me and tell me you want to do abs, because, you know, you don't got your nutrition on point.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, food is getting expensive.
Yes.
Things are getting expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have a way that you can advise someone to make economical choices in terms of what they're eating? Like, you know, fresh fruit and vegetables can be really pricey over time. Mm-hmm. And you know, economically speaking, time's hard.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you on that. For me, at home, we really just buy things when they're on special, especially like we eat a lot of eggs at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when those things are on special, if they tell me there's 3 limit, I'm grabbing 3, I'm walking out, and I'm going right back in to scoop another 3, because, you know, eggs ain't
life
cheap. Eggs ain't cheap, you know. And then I'll tell my girl, I'm like, yo, you're going to have to go and do the same thing, scoop another 6, you know. Like, and really, we just buy on special, and buy what you need. Like, broccoli is still, like, you can get broccoli for cheap, you know. Like, basmati rice is still there, you know. Like, yo, if you're low on cash, just be smart with your money, really, you know. I like to get my meat at the butcher, because I know it's fresher meat. You don't want to go and get your meat at these places like, no offense, like, I was about to say Loblaws, but they don't call it anymore, but like Maxi or IGA, where it's like super overpriced. Yes, it's high quality meats, but you're better off just going to a butcher where they'll give you a better price. You could get You choose exactly how much you want to get. You could go pull up to the butcher and say, listen, I want $10 worth of meat or whatever, you know, and you can work with that. Mm-hmm. But there's many alternatives. In the morning, oatmeal is cheap. You know, it's everything, like you said, everything's going up in price. Yeah. But it's really about just being smart with your money and buying what you need and just not just buying, you know, a whole bunch of junk.
Yeah. And for your Caribbean, you know, because you are Trinidadian, it's on your profile. The Trinidad, I'm proud. So for your Caribbean people, how do you, because, you know, roti.
Yeah.
And dumpling, what or I like Johnny Cake, say, or yeah, beaks, roti, you know, like, how do you still allow us to enjoy our cultural meals while finding a healthy alternative?
So what I tell people, like, I don't really, a lot of people ask for nutrition plans, and mm-hmm. I'm not big on nutrition plans because it's just not sustainable. It's really not sustainable. So what I tell people is enjoy, like, eat what you want to eat, but be mindful. You know, we like to eat lot of rice, we love that.
Yeah,
so maybe cut down on like half of the rice, you know, have a little bit more meat, you know, there'll be more protein. Maybe opt for, you know oxtail is great, I love oxtail, but there ain't enough meat on that, so let's try to season it the way you want to season it, you know. A lot of people say, yo, bodybuilders or fitness people eat bland food. My food is seasoned all the time. So it's all about really eating what you like, but also being smart with it. Another thing is that I feel, growing up, me, I didn't eat a lot of salad, not a lot. Our idea, especially Caribbean people, our idea of salad is macaroni salad. And my girl is from the Middle East, and she makes fun of me all the time. She's just like, yo, my mom made some sick salad, some macaroni salad. She's like, that's not salad. That's macaroni mayonnaise with peas and carrots and whatnot. But
pasta with some veggies.
Straight up. But we just need to eat more greens. I think that's a big problem for us. And just lay off the rice. Like don't cut it out completely because you need carbs for energy.
Yeah.
A lot of people tell you, cut out the carbs. But then how am I supposed to function? You know, no carbs in your body. You feel dizzy. You feel lightheaded.
Yeah.
So eat what you like to eat, but also be mindful control of what you have portions in your plate. Know you have like, okay, this much carbs. I got this much protein, and then, you know, make sure there's probably more greens in there more than anything, you know. And I think that's what it's really about. Enjoy what you gotta program your mind to, like, still eat what you love, but at the same time eat it in a healthy way, you know.
Balance.
But fried chicken, I don't know about all that. That's a whole different story, you know.
Well, apparently the once you fry something, you multiply the caloric intake by 10 or 100 or something. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So I'll give you guys a good alternative for the air fryer. I do not eat fried food at all, but if you get an air fryer, okay, yeah, you can make, there's what I do usually, like, let's say if I meal prep, I'll have two healthy meals, and on the weekends, I tend to slack a little bit. My weakness is burgers. That's my weakness.
From
A&W.
Oh, me too.
A&W
or Harvey's?
I'm the veggie burger guy.
The veggie burger? I have a Beyond Meat burger from A&W.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, is it really not like, is this really? Yeah. I bite into it, I'm like, I don't know if this is not meat. I don't remember the taste of meat.
I went vegan for, I like to say plant-based. I went plant-based for like 6 months, and I was pretty much living off them Beyond Meat burgers. I was living off.
And they're just as bad, though.
They really are, though. They really are just as bad. Where were we at? What were we talking about before that?
No, we're talking about your meal prep. Air fryer.
So when I usually meal prep, like, I'll have two healthy meals, and then I'll have one meal that's like so. Sometimes I'll make like a burgers or whatever. But with the air fryer now, I found this hack, and instead of deep frying your wings, sometimes I love wings, so I'll go buy some wings at the butcher, and you season up the wings, whatever, and you could actually put it in bacon powder. So bacon powder is like, there's zero calories, you know? Right. You don't want to put too much because bacon powder has like this taste.
Yeah,
so
it's a little bitter.
It can get a little bit bitter. So you dip it in there just a little bit, you know, shake it off so there's not too much. You throw it in the air fryer, and it comes out. And you just spray it with like a little bit of oil, like olive oil, none crazy. You could actually put it in there without any oil, and it will come out.
Yeah, because the natural fats from the from the chicken will
And I don't know how the air fryer works. It's like a fan or something like that. Yeah. But it comes out just like you deep fried the chicken wings. So
I love my air fryer.
Yeah, trust me. So that's a healthy way to have those things. Like, I have, you know, we don't eat potato like frozen fries and stuff like that. I'll cut up potatoes We'll put that in the air fryer, and that's a perfect way to get fries. I'll make homemade poutines. We'll make our own sauce, you know, and whatnot. So that's another alternative, you know. Like if you're eating at home, you want to have junk food, but a healthier version. Yeah. You make it at home. You know, and you could add all the nutrients. You'll have your cheese, whatever, on the poutine. I'm like, you know what? There's no protein in there. Let me add some chicken, or let me add some ground beef. Or,
chicken poutine.
You know, yeah. Or if you're vegan or whatever, you could add some tofu in there or whatever, you know. I got a hack for tofu
that tastes like chicken.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. Mm. Because what are you putting on your meat? You're putting what? Plants. You're putting plants onto your meat. Yes. You do the same thing with tofu. You put the same plants that you would put. The plants are your powders, your spices, your herbs. You put them onto the tofu. Yeah. I got a barbecue tofu that. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just joining us for the first time this evening, you are listening to Soul Perspectives. We are talking to Zoo from The Daily Hustle. You can find him at The Daily Hustle MTL on Instagram. You can sign up for his programs his online programs at thedailyhustle.365. And if you want to find everything, his YouTube, his videography, etc., just go to zoo_365. Yes. Zoo, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this evening.
I want to mention,
yes, please.
Till tomorrow, we're giving out a free 7-day trial for the week. So if you guys are interested, just go to The Daily Hustle, www.thedailyhustle.com. On memberships, click sign up and use the code FREE7DAY. So it's FREE 7 DAY. So that's FREE 7 DAY. And you can get a free 7-day, but that's only till the 31st. Or you can hit me up in my DMs, even if it's after the 31st, and we can work something out for you. Even after that, I'll hook you up. I'll give you a free 7-day. You guys know what it is.
Respect, man. Listen, I got to big you up, first of all. The connection to West Haven runs back years. I remember when I first worked here, I got to say your crew was the first, I guess you want to call it, generation of teams when I first started working here at West Haven. That's like 17 years ago. And even just wanted to ask you, hey, first of all, I wanted to compliment you on, we have a new workout system that you helped put together here, and you're a very big inspiration, what you do, and you've come in, and you used to come and train the youth here at West Haven. But just, you know, your vision of where West Haven was to where it is now and where you'd like to see it in the future.
Oh, man. Back in the days, there's so many things we wish we had. So I'm so happy for you guys. Like, let's say, like, the ball court and coffee.
Because I remember, like, this guy, when you first came here, I remember there was a basketball hoop in a tire with cement that when you dunk on it, would fall on people.
It would fall.
Yeah.
Back in the days. And then we had the net in coffee that, like, turn to the side every time, so we had to climb up and hold on to the net, and then ask our boys to, like, well, somebody had to hold
adjust
tight, and then they'd pull your leg just to straighten out the net so we could play ball. It was really, really bad, honestly.
Wow.
And then they removed the net
because
they said we were making too much noise, and to be honest, I think they just didn't really want us chilling in the park, and it kind of sucked for us because we really like basketball. Really, really like basketball. We had to go to other hoods to play. And sometimes we just didn't want to leave the hood, you know. And then what ended up happening, it kept us on the street instead of, you know, practicing our craft and whatnot and getting better at it. And we had, well, lucky for us, we had West Haven. The roof was low.
Yeah.
But we made it work. We came through. We had other people from other hoods coming through. And, you know, we made do with what we had, you know. So I'm super happy to see West Haven just improving, you know. We got AC in here, right?
Yeah, we got AC. We got a new AC system, a new lease.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have the new workout space. We are actually opening up on the Saturdays. We're looking for a trainer. So if you know any trainers, I know you're a busy man, but on the Saturdays, we're looking for somebody from 11 to 12 just to train people. Right, certified trainer, hit us up.
I spoke with Justo.
We got some hooked up. Good.
So yeah, honestly, like, just watching West Haven, I see this big 75-inch TV in here. That's wonderful. It's wonderful, you know.
Good. Well, thank you again for coming through. We're gonna get maybe one more tune, and then we're gonna get some other people up here. Actually, no. Why don't we get to the interview? Speaking of West Haven, we have some the after school program. right?
After school podcast, yeah.
Yeah, so we have some of the after school kids. Again, we offer an after school program for young people that used to come in here. Do you come here when you were in after school? Back in MD?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we'd be here, kids drop in, get their homework done, the rest of that. And we had a chance to kind of sit down and hear a little bit of their perspective. So I'm going to jump over there. You're going to introduce it and remind them where we are, who we at.
Yeah. So just in case you're tuning in for the first time, my name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I am here with
Nefertari.
She is the co-host for Teen Talks this evening. We just spoke to Zoo from The Daily Hustle. You can find him on thedailyhustle.mtl. No, The Daily Hustle MTL.
Yes.
And thedailyhustle.365.
Yes.
Or
you could also message me personally on my page for the 7-day trial at zoo_365.
Yes, 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 yes. And you're listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And Zip's going to take it away with another tune. Not another tune. My bad. Whoop. We are playing. We not another tune, but we are going to be listening to the after school program podcast. All right, so it seems like we're having some technical difficulties right now. So, Nefertari.
Yeah.
What is something that you would like to do on Teen Talks?
I think I just want to talk to the teens here at West Haven or the teens anywhere, really, about some things that they want to do. Because I know here at West Haven they have a studio where people can come in and just like lay down tracks and stuff. And I know a lot of the youth here, they like doing that. So I was just wondering, and I would love to talk to them about whether or not they want to take that further. Mm-hmm. And I also want to talk to the people who, because I know that there are a lot of them who play basketball in the mm-hmm. gym all the time. And I want to talk to them about how often they do that, if it's something they want to pursue, and just because, yeah, just if it's something.
So you have some guests you want to bring on to the show.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have to talk to them, see if they'll be down to come on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but you don't. You can bring on guests. Like that's the whole point. That's why you're a co-host here on.
Oh, okay.
Here on this show. So when it comes to being a youth, because I haven't been a youth for a long time, long, long time. Mm-hmm. What are some of your concerns?
Okay. I know that I have problems with like the fighting in between schools and stuff, because I'm from the South Shore. I don't live out here. Mm-hmm. And I know like just recently on Friday, my school had a lockdown because there was a fight or like an altercation between my school and some other school, and so the kids or the people from that school came to my school afterwards and like were trying to like fight again or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them had a gun, I think, I don't know, but yeah, we had to go on lockdown for like a whole like a period and a half. And yeah.
Okay, so like the school doors were closed.
We couldn't leave our classrooms. Like I was in history class for the whole class, and then again after, like I missed half of my last period.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was done in the 90s, because we used to have that kind of thing happen as well. I lived in Jamaica when mm-hmm. I was younger, and we had constant clashes. So I was at St. George's College. It was called mm-hmm. college, but it was a secondary high school. And there was Kingston College, like across the street, but maybe down a block, and we used to constantly be in conflict with them, and it was two all-boys schools. Oh. So you can imagine all the testosterone and the bravado and the machismo. You know, we had those clashes, and we had a lot of things happen at the school. The school didn't really ever lock down.
Really?
Not in Jamaica that I can remember, but we did have to be very, very careful with our movements and stuff like that. So I can imagine that that's a huge concern for youth. You know, like, you should be going to school and just being at peace and being a kid, you know, and learning. You shouldn't be having to prepare for war.
Yeah, it's because a lot of these kids are trying to be gangster, and I don't know why, because it's not really cool. But it just makes my life hard for no reason. I don't like it, but yeah.
All right. Well, I think we got everything sorted out, and we're going to play that after-school program. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm here with my co-host,
Nefertari.
And you're listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay. So we're going to Black History Month.
Okay.
Do you know what Black History Month is?
No.
Dawi, do you know what Black History Month is? You did say, okay, so you kind of know what it is.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about Black History Month?
I don't know a lot.
Well, okay, the title gives away a lot of it.
So it was like this girl.
Sorry?
It was this girl.
Mm.
Wasn't she like in a cinema? And then, like, and she said, like, I don't know. I know.
The girl in a cinema said,
like, the police tried to take her away.
When was this? A long time ago?
It's the girl on the $10 bill.
The girl on the $10 bill?
Yeah, it changed.
Yes. She was taken away from a cinema?
Yes.
For doing what?
For not wanting to sit in the back.
Interesting. Is you know another story like that?
No.
There's another one that's very famous.
Which one?
About Rosa Parks.
Who's Rosa Parks?
Do you not learn about Black History Month in school anymore?
We did.
Not me.
No?
Yes, you did. You were in my class.
Which one?
Madam Falehi.
For me,
like
I don't
remember.
Okay. I know, but I don't remember.
All right, it doesn't matter if you don't remember the specific story, but when you hear Black History Month, what am I telling you?
I don't know.
What is this month about? First of all, do you know which month is Black History Month?
Yes.
No.
I think so.
Which month is it?
Isn't it like February?
February, yes. Okay. So February is Black History Month, and we are
on January 30.
What are we people are learning about Black History or celebrating Black History? Mm-hmm. So it's the month where a lot of people are talking more about it. Obviously, you should be talking all the time about it. But what is there to celebrate about Black History? Do you know?
No, I don't think there's nothing.
There's nothing to celebrate about Black History?
Nothing.
Me too.
Interesting. This is going really well.
Actually, I remember.
What?
I know my teacher told me, like not this year, but last year. She told me, like, it was like this girl, she was like in a cinema. And then, like, the cinema people said you could only stay in the back because you're back. And then she said, "No, I want to sit in the front." And then they said no. They took her away. And then I don't know the rest.
Okay, so Manasi, I want to talk to you about this because you had really big eyes when you heard about that situation. So what do you think about this situation?
For no reason,
mm-hmm.
the cinema, people say go to the back because you're black. I was so shocked.
Do you think that's normal behavior?
No.
No.
I was like,
and why is that not normal?
Because I don't know why. It's not normal. I don't know why. But, like, I'm shook.
You're shook?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Do you think it is okay to tell someone, no, you're not allowed to sit next to that person, or it's only a white zone? Only white people are allowed to sit at the front of a bus. Only white people are allowed to sit at the front of a movie theater. Only white people are allowed to apply for this job.
No, I don't think so. No.
Do you know that that's very, these were real things and they're still real things that are happening in the world?
Actually?
Yeah?
No, I don't know that.
I did. You didn't know that?
I did, but just like...
Do you think all cultural backgrounds, all races are equal right now?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think that everyone has the same opportunity?
No.
Who doesn't have the same opportunities?
Everybody. Everybody.
No one has the same opportunity?
No one has the same approach.
So, what could I do that's different than you?
Oh, I know.
What?
You could drive a plane.
I could drive a plane?
But I can't.
Why is that?
Because you are young. I'm too young.
But don't you need a license to drive a plane?
I know. I could get a license if I want.
Yeah? You need to be a pilot, you need to do a lot of schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I'm older doesn't mean that I can drive a plane.
But I could.
When you're older, you could. When you go to school, you could.
Probably.
Probably? Is that what you want to do in the future?
I don't know what I want to do in the future.
Would you like to drive planes?
Oh, actually, no. Because I'm not trying to die.
Because you're not trying to die?
Yes.
Well, hopefully if you're the pilot, you're not trying to die.
Yes. But we could die. But we could die.
You could die.
Because of the crash. So much people die.
In a plane?
Just like the Two Towers.
So have you ever been in a plane?
Yes. So much time.
And
like 9 times. No, but I'm still going to die one day if I do that job.
So you think your only way of dying is in a
plane? Yes. And mice? No, mouses.
Mouse, like mice.
Yes.
Like the animal.
Yes.
You think you're going to die from a mouse?
Yes.
How?
Because.
You're afraid of mice?
Yes.
What do you think the mouse is going to do to you?
Bite me.
So. Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We were just listening to the After School Program podcast.
Yes, got to pick up Jessica and interesting conversation. Hopefully there are no mice out there. Yes, with our young people.
Planes and mice.
Is that planes and mice?
Planes and mice. If those are your biggest fears,
I wish I was a kid again. That was my biggest fear, just planes and mice. But those are after school program. We do have an after school program here. If you want to come get involved, westhaven.org, and you can find more information. Again, it's 5 days a week. You can drop your kid off here, or at some schools actually bus their children here, and then from basically 3 o'clock after school until 6 o'clock, you get some food, do some educational stuff, get your homework done, and we have sports and activities and arts and crafts and all kind of neat things. Movies on Fridays.
Yes,
and definitely come through. Again, we are live down here at West Haven Community Center with my man Kim Ferguson, myself, the capital ZIP, Steven Ziplock, and I have to introduce again our youth host, which is
Nefertari.
You go, girl. I like it. Well, is it Neffy? We calling you Neffy on air? What are we doing?
Either way. Neffy, okay. Neffy. Doesn't really matter.
Okay. Neffy. And, you know, we've been trying to expand what's been going on here. And about a year ago, we had a group of young girls that used to come here on a regular basis. And it was just me that was working here. And I didn't really have that female co-host that could kind of help guide these young people. And that was one thing I've been kind of looking for a while. So I put it out there in the air, and then whoop, bam, my girl to the right, Sita, steps in the building and has been working on the girls group. So I just wanted to introduce you to, you know, the West Haven community and the listeners and let them know, you know, what's going on.
Well, we actually had Sita on last year.
Yes, I know she's a whole separate person in herself.
2023,
yes. And she said, yeah, Kim, of course I know Kim. I was already on the show. I was like, good, but you're coming back in a different context now.
Right.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Welcome back. Sita was with us last year. She was one of our May guests. We were celebrating Black Mothers in the month of May. And so, Sita Gabrielle, thank you so much for coming back. She is known also as Simply Sita and was the 2022 Quebec Writers Federation Award winner of the special edition of the Fresh Pages Initiative of the Words and Music Show, curator of the Choosing Joy show and Sister 7 to 11 p.m. event. She is a yoga teacher and health and wellness coach with a background in arts and science at Concordia University. Sita, thank you so much for coming down to the show. We know I say you're coming from far.
Yes.
You're coming from foreign, as we would say in Jamaica
almost
terms.
Far. West Island foreign.
that is foreign.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here. Definitely happy to be here. It's always a pleasure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Better now.
happy to be here, you know. West Haven, it's an honor. I've been in Steve's company since I was actually a youth myself.
Yep.
So this is...
I'm old. It's official. Yeah. I'm working with people. I used to work... Yeah, don't even get me started.
This is another, he mentioned earlier, like a full circle moment. Mm. So, you know, he used to work at a youth center that I used to go to when I was a teen called Youth Emotion in downtown. And
also Westmont High.
Oh, yes. Westmont High, too. Mm-hmm. When I started, when I was in high school, he was a tutor there. He used to work with my brother. Pick up my brother. Lots of love there. So, you know, it's a pleasure for me to be here, to be able to give back what he had given, you know, to us, but just in my way.
Beautiful things, man. Beautiful things. And, you know, no better person to teach young girls, I've always said, because, you know, I can do as much as I can as a youth worker. But when it comes to young females, there's a certain angle I can't approach, you know, when it comes to a female experience. I can't. You know, I can
in terms of relatability.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes even it's interesting, but I also look at it this way too. It's also good from our young men to come and see a Black woman come in and hold the role that you're holding. So they have a view of it's not just Steve or a man that can play that role, that can hold it down at the center. Mm-hmm. And equally, you know, the girls, it's good to see a Black man in the role of a leadership, but it takes that balance. It does take a family. It takes a village. But within that village, you almost have to have a little family. And even when we was working back in the days, it was myself and a young girl by the name of Melissa.
We gotta give Melissa Edwards her flowers.
Absolutely.
And Danielle. I don't remember her last name, but you know, their presence in the building really did make a difference for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was great because, you know, I mean, I was full of spit and fire and I was a fresh mom too. So,
trust me.
You know, having that other, that female energy there really helped because she, you know, when I would come and I was frustrated with an issue or whatnot, she would not take it like, she just wouldn't understand
it. She wouldn't
it.
Take
and,
it personally.
Yeah, and she understood it in a different way than,
I
of course,
ever
my
could.
Big brother, Zip, and also Dave, you know, David Austin, who became my big brother working at Youth Emotion, you know. So it's really important to have that female energy. And I'm no stranger to mentorship. In high school, when I was at Westmount High, I was a part of the Positive Images mentorship group, which was run by Gwen Talbert. Mm-hmm. She was actually Montreal's first black news anchor.
Okay.
And she came into the building.
Nice.
Yeah, she did big things, you know. She introduced us to a lot of stuff. She really opened my eyes to a lot of different possibilities that I did not believe that I was, that I could have, you know. And so through that, through my mentorship with Under Zip, because I was also an artist.
Yes.
I spent many a days at his studio.
Hanging out. Working on a craft. Big up Motion. Yeah.
Big up to Motion. You know, I send my love. Yeah, so here we are.
Yeah, and I remember you and I had been talking a while back about your leadership program that you're thinking about starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I wrote a couple words down because I sometimes get a... So the idea ultimately is that we would get a couple of girls together, get clear on some activities that we want to do, and then mobilize ourselves to achieve them, you know?
Okay, cool. Thank you. And I remember you also saying something about a double Dutch program that you wanted to start.
Yay.
She gets all excited about this, trust me.
I am so excited about it. So as far when it comes to double Dutch...
what is double Dutch, first of all, for people who may not know?
Right. So it is a art of skip rope, jump rope, where you're jumping with two ropes. Mm-hmm. And so technically it takes three people to play. However, back in my day, if you didn't have three people, you could start with two and just tie the ropes to a fence or something, you know?
Yeah.
Make it work, things.
Yeah, and so double Dutch is one of the most fun activities that me and my girls used to do when we were growing up. We used to jump rope all the time. It's amazing exercise and cardio. And it's becoming a lost art that I feel, you know, is something that we, you know, as we get into high school, we become like kind of too cool for school. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things that like I just don't want to see go away. So I always try to encourage people, come, you know, even on my 30th birthday, I had a jump rope party. So I had I told all my girls, come, but don't come in like shoes and all that. And we jumped double dutch like.
Okay.
Wow. Like back in the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a very cultural thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Exactly.
I know that in Black America,
yes,
there were double Dutch competitions.
There's movies about it, very much within the culture. And again, it's a very easy and cheap sport. You just need strength.
That's right.
And you know, this also came out of, you know, some of the inner cities in the United States, and that's what people had to work with.
Yeah,
they couldn't go skiing.
Exactly.
No, even a basketball was, you'd have to have a basketball. If you have some young girls, you have some kind of rope or string, and boom, you guys make it work.
Well, not
and
so much string.
Yeah.
Not so much string.
You need some jump rope.
You need some rope.
Yes.
You need some
plastic.
Rope.
Plastic works best.
True.
You know, it's great. And as you get better, you can, you know, jump on one foot. You're jumping in, out, you're flipping. There's all kinds of stuff that you could, you know, potentially do.
It can get really, really acrobatic.
Yeah, it could get acrobatic. You can, you know, jump rope with two people in.
Yeah.
You can
I've seen all kinds of
you
can, it's
you
a
can
dance.
You jump technically with 10 or 20, depending on the length of the rope.
Yeah, we used to have one where we would add. It was like all in together, girls, just like the weather, girls. We're on a count of two. Please touch your shoes.
Oh.
So, you know, we're all jumping in. And,
I was going to say, and it's also connected to the music, the rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. Because
it is about the jumping, is catching rhythm of it.
Exactly. Beautiful things. It is an art, you know?
Absolutely. And I'd even say it's a sport.
Yes, it's an art and sport, so it totally ties into health, wellness, and all that.
Good.
Also, your leadership program, how do you plan on involving West Haven girls in that?
So my plan with involving the West Haven girls is I'm looking for some youth who potentially are interested in just kind of exploring health, wellness, looking at art, photography, in all different aspects, just, you know, and ultimately we're just going to, it's not going to be sort of devised by me. It'll be like collectively agreed upon. So everybody gets a voice, everybody gets an opportunity to kind of be a part of the direction that we're going.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And what kind of, like, what do you do on your free time?
Like, my free time. Mm-hmm. So in my free time, I like to play my guitar. Mm-hmm. I actually recently picked that back up, and I started singing a little bit again and just writing poetry and, you know, doing all my writing stuff. I enjoy hiking. I'm in the summer, I'm always in the country on some country road hiking. I love swimming, kayaking. Particularly, one of the things I really enjoy doing is, like, camping, mm-hmm. but, like, adventure camping. So, like, we would, like, drive for, like, 10 hours to, like, you know, really interesting places in Canada, okay. and, like, wow. and go, you know, through caves and grottos and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Well, I know you were down here the other day, and you know what was a beautiful thing? We got all this equipment here, and I always want to see it put to use. That's why I'm glad, Kim, you're down here on a monthly basis. But I just threw you and some young girls in, you know, the studio here, turned on the mics and pressed record. And you guys want to talk about, you know, you want to set it up with what the conversation was last Friday?
What did we talk about?
Well, you're going to hear in a second.
So we talked about, we started off talking about school
yes,
and the strikes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I was asking you ladies, was my daughter, my niece, and nephew. Mm-hmm. So I was asking them, you know, like, how do you guys feel about that? Mm-hmm. And then conversation went in, like, this totally beautifully organic direction. Yeah. And it was really awesome because... there was a diverse age group. You know, they were like graduated, ending high school and sort of like in the middle of high school, like senior.
Yeah.
And so it was really interesting, the dynamic. We talked about education. Mm-hmm. We talked about phones, you know, in the schools and inflation, which to my surprise...
Yeah, it affects them.
Yeah, it really impacts them. And I thought it was just like,
us adults.
Yeah, you know?
Well, interesting view on these kids' perspective. So, you know, you guys were there. And you guys, actually, just to know, you guys talked for like 40 minutes, right?
Yeah, it was like such an organic conversation.
And
like
it was all beautiful. Like... you gave me some parts. So we chopped it up into a 10-minute segment. So we're going to listen to it right now.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be back. So keep it locked.
You're listening to Soul Perspectives. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson with my co-host,
Nefertari.
And you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
So with the rate, like with the way that the economy is going and how inflation, like what exactly is impacting you guys with inflation? What has you guys so stressed out? Is it hearing your parents, hearing like adults
how
talk
am I
going to
buy
it?
A house?
Exactly.
How am I going to buy a house?
I had a little minimum wage job, and I felt tired after my three, like, four-hour shifts a week.
Yeah.
And it was, like, barely any pay. Every 2 weeks, I get, like, maybe, like, $200-something, $300. Yeah. It'd be gone by literally, like, 3 days later.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Just, like, hanging out.
It just makes you
just
think,
hanging
like,
out with friends.
How
expensive.
Am I going to have a job?
Exactly. Save for a house.
And then have, like, not even,
a
like,
car.
Say, live in an apartment.
Yeah.
And, like, buy food. Mm-hmm. And still, like, live life.
Like,
and
be
out
happy
and
without being, like, depressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really stressful. Basically, we have no choice but to make mucho money is basically, like, what it's looking like because...
And also, you guys mentioned something really great was the farm idea.
Mm-hmm.
You two are... you guys have are doing some sort of, like, farm initiative as well, right?
I think it's the Oasis Retreat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah. My uncle has this, like, my uncle and my aunt, they have this, like, land up north. I don't remember. I think it's St. Justin or something like that. And they're using it as, like, a retreat spot where people that can come and, like, they live on, like, they have this tiny house. They have a greenhouse and they have...
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, and they put, like, sand on the floor and everything. And then there's this big woods area because it used to be, like, a cottage and they're, like, renovating it. So you can do nature retreets and all kinds of stuff like that. And
oh, that's
they have
super
a lot
awesome.
Of plans for that space.
Yeah, that's super cool.
So that idea is an option to do. So do you think that like living on a farm, as you had mentioned, and you mentioned like making a lot of mucho dinero, and then, you know, spaces like what your uncle and aunt are mm-hmm. doing, are the answer to address inflation, or do you think that it's going to does it create a bubble, or what happens?
I think doing something like that, because if you think about it, a lot of the more self-sufficient costs come in with your rent, your how you're feeding yourself and stuff. Like obviously food is one less thing to be worried about. Exactly. And then you can just worry about what you're doing. I think that because people have let's say compared to the 1800s, people would grow their food, people would make their clothes, people knew how to sew, it was just a thing that people knew how to do. I feel like we're becoming less dependent on ourselves, more dependent on this person is going to school for this person is learning this specifically, and I don't need to learn it type thing. We can each have our own, and I think that's definitely important because individuality and stuff, but definitely to know a little bit about how to live your life, how to make food, how to sew your clothes, maybe
how to build something if you need to.
Exactly, if you need it, and how to do it, these regular life skills type of thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like
that's just young school either. Yes. I'm not a big fan. Cool.
Do you like school?
Not really. Honestly, I don't really like it. It's just it takes a minute to adjust back into it.
Seriously, after my work is loading.
Schedule. You're in what grade?
Sec 3.
Oh, you're in 5, and you are in your second year of college. Yes. Okay, nice. Wow. So this is great because it's a very diverse perspective.
So you're now a senior, right?
Yeah.
And
how
do you feel about that?
It's a lot different now. It's a lot different. I'm seeing the younger kids who were my age back then, and I'm like, ugh, is that what I looked like back then? Oh, my God.
Valid.
Yeah.
What I want to ask you, ladies, is what are your perspectives on the strikes? Let's look at the strikes, because that was that's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, we had a huge strike. It was actually a referendum, and they were trying, Quebec was wanted to separate and stuff. And as students, we were not supposed to participate in that referendum. We were in high school at the time, and a bunch of us were like, no, you know, it was very important to us, so we were sort of taking a political stance at that point. Mm-hmm. And so for you guys, this happening, I saw a lot of students protesting with parents, going down to the field. You know, I mean, we think the teachers should be paid better wages, right? And all the staff and employment, because when your teachers are happy, don't they come in, isn't that the expectation, that they would come into the building happier and, have more to offer to the students?
Yeah, I have a lot of teachers who were, not happy for, a good week or so. They're all upset because of the strike, and they're all like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to have to lose my job, because one of my teachers told me about how they want to put more students into classes and stuff like that, and she was telling me about how that would make it so it'd be, kind of a lecture, like they would just be teaching and telling us stuff rather than actually teaching us. So the people who have IEPs, they wouldn't get properly taught anything. Mm. And she was really upset about that.
Yeah, it definitely, I feel like when you're starting off in elementary school and high school, they become less in your face, more do this, listen to me, once you graduate high school, definitely. But I think it's crucial when you're in high school and elementary school to figure out engage how you learn and what you need. And I don't think that just being lectured, I think you need more of a hands-on approach. Well, just kind of figuring it out whether or not you need a hands-on approach or you can do with just the lecture, because it has a lot to do with how you study and stuff, and studying comes into it's really big important thing about school. So figuring out how you enjoy learning and what works best for you is definitely crucial times. So And yeah, having so many students in a class for, like, especially in high school. If you guys, in an ideal world, if you had the choice, what do you think they should implement in school that would better serve all of you? You know, like your peers.
Like free lunch.
Like free lunch, yeah.
Real more snacks.
Yeah. Trying to learn in school while being hungry is really tedious. And then some teachers don't even let you eat in class, and I don't think that's very fair.
And sometimes I'd just be broke.
Yeah, literally. And, like, you just need, like, that, like, free lunch. Or you're just, like to do something while listening, it helps. And I think eating is, like, a help.
In high school, we still have the breakfast club.
Breakfast club, yeah,
but, like,
true.
It's kind of... Not
that
good.
Yeah.
Like being able to just sort of munch while you're learning.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, at my school, we have, like, these free, like, E100 lunches is what we call them. And it's, like, there's a meal in, like, this box, and it comes with, like, this little snack bag. And then we also have vending machines. And so if you forget your change with the vending machine, there's, like, the My Range app or whatever, and you could do it on from your phone with the vending machine.
Oh, wow.
So it makes it a lot easier for students to, like, eat.
That's really smart because, yeah, we did not have that.
The vending machines at my school are, like, from the 80s.
Yeah, for real. Like, you need to, like, insert the bill, like, five times over, and then hopefully it works.
So for you guys, you think that, it would be really helpful if you could be allowed to sort of munch while you're learning because it helps you to learn.
Yeah.
I feel like it will also be useful if they let you just leave when you want.
But what do you mean
let you
by
leave
that?
When you want?
Like
what do you
going
mean?
To the washroom?
Like if you've done like a sufficient amount of work.
Oh,
like,
I see what you
like
mean.
Leave.
No, I totally see what you mean because after a certain amount of time,
like
the person isn't going to like... Like, you get distracted. You need to move on to something else. You need
like
a break.
They should make, like, a certain amount of hours that you, like, have to go each week
or
something. Or,
like, what you have to get done before you can leave. Like, oh, you have to complete this today, and then you can leave. Because I think that would actually be kind of smart. And it would motivate us to, like, get it done and then leave.
I think that's challenging for a lot of us to be leaving, especially your parents, too, you know, like, leaving... You leave for work in the dark in the winter, and then you're returning home
in the dark.
And you still have to, like, pick up the kids.
Manage,
you still got to do suppers, you know, all those things. And, like, you know, homework, check, you know, verify all kinds of other stuff. So I think it's challenging for everybody. That's why it's important when in the winter to be participating in, like, physical activities, especially.
And take your supplements, vitamin D.
Yeah, your vitamin D, especially for us with melanin, you know. It's very important. She's onto it. I'm so happy and thankful because it took a while. She didn't want to do her supplements.
Wow.
I was like, listen, so helpful. You know, and even we have, like, I love plants, so I grow a lot of plants in the house, and we have, like, a light for my plants in the house because, first of all, our apartment, we don't have very great sun.
Oh, okay.
And so in these times, my plants are, like, begging for sun. So I put on the grow light, but what I found is that after sitting in my living room with the grow light on for, like, an hour and a half or two... Girl, I feel amazing.
Oh my God.
So it's like light therapy, you know, and light therapy is actually really good for you too.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominic Ferguson. We are doing a live teen broadcast from West Haven Community Center on 7405 Harley Avenue. And with me is my co-host for the evening, the hostess with the mostest.
Nefertari.
And we have a couple of guests that have come all the way from McGill University to chat with us from the Black Student Network. Please come closer to the microphones. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Meshama. I'm a student at McGill in my last year, and I'm the president of the Black Students Network.
Hi, my name is Ava. I am a first year, and I am the first year rep for BSN.
And before we get into this, because this is our last segment of the evening, Meshama, her father, 30 years ago, created Soul Perspectives. This year is our 30th anniversary. So just bringing that back, we have a legendary family in the building.
Wow.
So yeah, just to keep that in mind.
So, Meshama, what is the Black Student Network? What is that?
So the BSN is a service provided by McGill Student Society. Our mandate is essentially to advocate for the needs and interests of Black students on campus and also the greater Montreal community. So we're kind of supposed to bridge McGill to Black students and to Black Montrealers and make sure that everybody's having a well-rounded experience, having advocacy access that they need, having fun, and just overall having a good university time.
Cool. Good university experience, yeah.
I'm sorry. Ava, do you have anything else to add to that?
Everything she said was like
right. Okay. What is you guys' experience at McGill as a Black student?
Ava, you want to go?
It's a good question. Well, as a first year, I looked up BSN as soon as I got in to McGill. Yeah, I mean, knowing that McGill is a predominantly white institution, I wanted to find a community as fast as possible. And I knew that I wanted to find a service that would make it easier to navigate the campus being Black. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely served that purpose. And it made me want to join. So cool. I really do. Yeah.
I think my experience is a bit different since I'm from Montreal. I don't think I relied on McGill as much for community because I already have my community here. But I did go in specifically looking for the BSN. And then for the other Black student groups like the CSS, which is the Caribbean Student Society, or the McGill African Student Society. Mass.
Good memories.
All
good
of those memories. Cool people trying to, because, you know, Black students only make up under 5% of McGill's student population.
Really?
So there's not a lot of us. Wow. We kind of all know each other. So that's been my experience. It's been like fun times and finding people to connect with.
Cool. And how did you become the president of the Black Students Network?
That's such a great question. I feel like I ask myself that every day. how did I get here? Last year was my first year in the BSN. I was a project manager, so kind of an assistant in the political portfolio. And the main things that I had helped with was coordinating or co-coordinating the protest for Nikas last spring and having a poster-making session at school. And then I was very close with the president at the time, and it seemed kind of like nobody else wanted to do it. So I signed up for it, but I'm really, really happy that I did because we have an amazing team this year with so many ideas and cool young people like Ava who are keeping the spirit alive.
And are you collaborating with Concordia? Because you see, as a veteran, right? One of the key things for me was that as Black students, we needed between Concordia and McGill, and even UQAM is more French, but for me, I always wanted to see the unity, but I always found that we ended up, you know, after someone comes together and brings everybody together, 2-3 years later, they separate again. Are you guys, you know, collaborating with the other universities, specifically Concordia, because it's one of the only other English universities?
That's a fair question. We try. Last year, we had a lot of collaborations. Mm-hmm. And being that so many of the Black students here at McGill are international students, that's kind of how people know each other. So a lot of people have friends at Concordia, and we hang out with each other outside of BSN or whatever club things.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to, if we can't collab, we at least invite everybody. So our events have people from everywhere.
Amazing, amazing. And what is coming up for you guys? Black History Month is day after tomorrow. So I know that's got a lot going on.
Yeah, Black History Month is dawning on us. So we're screening the finals of the African Cup.
Okay.
That's our first event. That's going to be real fun. And then we have a collab with Medusa, which is a group from the music school at McGill, actually on Black artistry. And Nantali Ndongo will be one of the featured speakers. So I'm very excited for that. We will also be having a collab with CSS and Mass, which are two of the groups at McGill.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a kind of diasporic trivia night / food night. So the goal is to have food from African and Caribbean countries and just do like a cool who knows their country's best type of thing.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And then finishing off the month with a wellness day. People just come in, relax, DIY face masks, do your nails, chill, some aromatherapy, maybe video games, just like help people de-stress after this crazy month.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Nefertari. Wow. I keep calling you Nefertari. I don't know why. Nefertari. Mm-hmm. What are your plans for Black History Month?
I know that because I'm with West Camp, mm-hmm. right? We do performances, we do workshops with different schools and stuff. So I know I already have a lot of schools booked to go and do workshops at. I have a lot of shows coming up, and that's really my main priority for Black History Month.
Okay. So at the end of the month, when we come back here, mm-hmm. you're going to have a lot to report.
Yep, and yeah. I'm going on vacation. So, you know.
And she's like, and I'm not actually going to be here because I'll be on vacation. There is a lot going on for Black History Month. Next week, we're going to be talking to Fimo Mitchell on the air, pre-recorded interview. He is one of the two spokespersons for Black History Month. If you don't know, now you know. He is the founder of When the Village Meditates, which is a Black-centered, BIPOC-centered wellness center that they do yoga classes, they do meditation sessions every morning at 7 a.m. They are associated with Hike MTL. I know our sister Sita earlier spoke about going on hikes a lot. You should check out Hike MTL because they're also doing a bunch of winter. I don't know why. They are doing a bunch of winter activities. So they're going to go hiking in the snow. I don't know why. But that's going to be happening. And, you know, Le Mois de l'Histoire des Noirs, Le Table Ronde du Mois de l'Histoire des Noirs has done an amazing job this year. They're having their launch on, I want to say it's on Thursday. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's Diggers. A play that is opening this week by Black Theater Workshop. I am in a play called Dominoes at the Crossroads. We are currently in rehearsal, and we will be finishing rehearsals at the end of February and beginning the show in March. So lots of things going on. I have a show called Inside Mad Poetic Studios that is going to be featuring Jonathan Emile on the 11th of February. And that's going to be at Mainline Theater, and people from 16 and up can come through because there's no alcohol and it's not a bar. So, you know, young folks can come, but there is strong language, and some of the artists present some pretty strong language. So, you know, be mindful of that. Zip, jump on the mic, put down your soda.
Yes, yes,
and tell us what's going on with you before we sign out.
Well, everything always. But we have here at West Haven, we have on the 23rd, we have a Black Artist Showcase. We still have a couple different spots open. We're just having kind of a spotlight on some of the artistic talents of local people here. We have some bigger names that hopefully will be showing up to represent. I gotta pick up my man Preach out there. He's also on CKUT too. Continuing to spread the vibe for Black History Month. I always say it's the coldest, shortest month of the year, but let's try to soak up as much knowledge and spread as much knowledge and keep that ball rolling till, because you know what I call March? Black Future Month, right? Every other month is Black Future
Month,
right?
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And this year, Black History Month is going to be a little bit longer with the 29th day that happens every 4 years, as usual. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in and chatting with us from McGill BSN, my co-host with the mostest.
Nefertari.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Just in case you were tuning in for the first time, you've been listening to Soul Perspectives. Also, this summer, there's going to be an award ceremony for Soul P. We're going to do a big bash down at, where was it? The Belmont. So keep it locked. You keep listening to CKUT. We're going to have more information for you. We're going to let you know what's going on in the city. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm here with my co-host,
Nefertari.
And you've been listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Everything I've been wanting to manifest in for my life.
follow you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty body. Go they follow you they go.
Everything I've been wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you've been wanting, manifesting for your life.
Start for nothing. Life's hard, still blessed. Whole walking testimony. Feel lost, still blessed. High stretch, touch the money. And I follow. We say I'm going and he's the goal. Planting me a seed and watch it grow. Travel overseas and cross the globe. Running to survive is all I know. And reaching out my goals. Talking God is out of my control. I would never ever sell my soul. Testimony, go to follow you they go. This year, good news, giant, plenty money. Go to follow you they go.
Some Duke on the vibe.
This year, blessing, money, testimony. Go to follow you they go.
This year, good news, diet, plenty body. Go to follow you they go.
Everything I've been wanting, manifesting for my life.
Everything you've been wanting, manifesting for your life.
Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa, you too sure, you don't fit for your head. Even before you call, you don't answer prayer. My papa, you too sure. Money, testimony. Go to follow you they go.
This year, good news.
Ascultați emisiunea de radio Marcaro pe 90,3 FM CKUT.